And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday morning, 9:22 in the morning. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call, 75-537-1350. Again, here with Rock Creek Junior Senior High School Principal Eric Coppas and Wamego USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter. Before we move on to Monday's Wamego School Board meeting, there's a couple shout-outs we still wanted to get through, and Eric, you had one.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to give a little shout-out to Scott Harshbarger here. Harsh has been our activities director, assistant principal for the last many years. He's a friend of the teachers, a friend of the kids, a friend of the community. Harsh is going to hang up his AD and AP hat and move up to Westmoreland and start giving high fives to the little kids as an elementary principal in Westmoreland. I know the Rock Creek kids and family are going to miss him greatly, and he's always there in the hall for words of encouragement and seeking out those kids to make sure they're taking care of business, and just a great guy, and we're going to miss Harsh a lot. You know, he's just down the road. We're going to be calling him and talking to him regularly and seeing him, but not having him in the building, you know, we'll miss him. We'll miss him for sure.
Yeah, I'd like to also shout out to our forensics team. Mrs. Topliff, our forensics sponsor, has coached forensics for several years, and they have quite a tradition of doing well. And they again qualified several students for nationals, which will be in Louisville, Kentucky. And Monday night at the board meeting, they requested permission to travel, make this trip. And we have Mariah Ebert, Blaine Hoopy, Josie Fales, Elise Artzer, Patrick Hobbs, and Jacob Klein, all of Wamego High School, competing at nationals in Louisville. So just want to wish them well and congratulate them on another great year. And I want to congratulate Coach Harsh or Scott Harshbarger as well on his position. We have a similar position at or a similar situation at Wamego High School. Rick Patton, who has coached cross country and track and other things, but primarily cross country and track, and taught at Wamego High School for 37 years, will officially hang it up as a teacher this year. He's going to continue to coach cross country and track. He did retire a few years ago and then came back in the double dip scenario, but he will officially step away as a high school teacher after 37 years of teaching primarily freshman PE and making sure our freshmen get off on the right foot in the PE class, in their PE classes. So we want to thank Coach Patton and wish him well, but are thrilled that he's going to continue to coach for a few years. And we are tentatively planning a June 5th retirement reception for him at Wamego High School. So we'll get that out in the papers. But if you cross paths with Mr. Patton, tell him thanks for all he's done.
And K-Man says thanks. It's quite great careers for both those guys. Tim, going to Monday's meeting, the board went ahead and passed 6-1, the drug testing policy. Since that meeting, what's kind of been the feedback that you've received?
Well, it's quieted down a little bit. To be honest, the last month, I know our board members have received a lot of suggestions, comments, questions, etc., from the community, either in favor of or against the policy. I feel strongly that overall there is strong community support. I think the board vote of 6-1 is mirrors the way the community feels about the policy as well, through our community meetings, through our public conversations and things of that nature. I think overall the community supports it and is behind the school board. I want to thank everyone that participated in that discussion. We had a committee of educators, administrators, two board members, and six or seven community members, and they worked very hard, did a lot of research, made a lot of phone calls, really did a thorough process of researching this and seeing what's going to be the best thing for Wamego or USD 320. Since that time, yeah, the phone calls, the emails have quieted down a little bit. As I've been out and about, I was at a track meet yesterday. I've had a handful of parents still come up and tell me, thank you. Thank you for passing this. We know it was tough. We think this is the right direction. But we also know there's people out there that disagree, and we respect that. And we're going to still do our best to work with them. And we really, really want this to be a partnership between the school district and our parents so that we can best help our students.
And just briefly, I don't have a whole lot of time left with you guys before we move on to some of our other guests. But if you can just kind of talk about What spurred a lot of this? Kind of where really the problem was focused, and because that's not something that you just decide to do all willy-nilly. You know, that's obviously there was things going on that led the board to make such a decision.
Yes, there were. And honestly, in my first year at Wamego High School, I had people come to me and tell me we need to do something about our drug usage, our drug issues in Wamego. And I really, you know, I'm tentative to talk about things like that. I don't want to shed any negative light on our community because we have a phenomenal community. We have great community support. But I think our community, like many communities across the state, across the country, are experiencing an increased use of drugs. Alcohol has always been a problem, but I think now it's moved to primarily marijuana, but we also have issues with prescription meds, and then we know that potentially leads to other more dangerous
and
drugs.
That's always this when I hear a lot about this stuff, when I hear about prescription drug abuse, that's always the one that really gets to me, because that's the type of stuff that messes people up. As you see it, especially with adults, I can't imagine what those sort of medications and stuff like that does with kids.
Yeah. So we had those conversations, and that just led us to some looking at surveys. We do a Kansas Community Care survey, and our results of drug use and alcohol use were growing and substantially higher than some of our local area schools in the state and county.
And it looks like we got a phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus.
Well, thank you. Now, is this correct? You're just doing the athletes?
We are just doing the students who are involved in Kansas State High School Activity Association activities. So that is all athletics. It also includes other activities that compete in CASHA Activity Association activities. So
well,
band
that's
and
cool. But my question is, why? I mean, most of the times I think those are the better people that are working hard to be an athlete. And I'm not saying that it's not prevalent or whatever. Why aren't we doing the whole student body?
Well,
why are we singling out one segment of what's in your school system to test when you're not doing the rest?
Constitutionally, we cannot test the entire student body because they have a right to be a student academically. So none of this will infringe upon their academic rights and the courses they take and the grades they get and their attendance. So what's been held up in the Supreme Court is students who are involved in activities such as this are the only ones that the court supports that we can implement a random drug testing policy.
Yeah, it sounds a little skewed to me, actually. I think you should do everyone. I mean, it sounds like discrimination.
Yeah. Well,
the Constitution. Yeah. I'll listen off air. Just, okay. You've got to do one segment. Why not do the Goss or the Cowboys or all the, you know, there's so many clicks. I don't know why you're targeting athletes, and maybe they're more prone to it, but I'll listen off air. Thank you for your time.
You bet. Well, let me just follow up with a few comments then. It will involve all those students who are involved in activities, and at Wamego High School and the middle school, that's 77 to 80% of our students. So that covers a very high majority. We will also, though, allow parents to opt their own children in. So if a parent wants us to include them in the pool, just so it gives those students also the option to use this as a way out, we've adopted this policy for one of the good reasons is we feel kids, when they go out on the weekends, when they go to a friend's party or someone asks them to go somewhere, they get a lot of peer pressure from other students, from upperclassmen, from students who may not even be in high school anymore. If they have that in their back pocket, they say, I'm involved in this random testing. I don't want to take the chance. So hopefully it gives them another tool to say, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm going to walk away instead of being forced or being pressured into trying something. But we feel good about it. We think we'll get a high majority of the students in the pool, and it'll be a good thing for our student body.
And we got one more caller, and this will probably be the last call we take on this subject because we've got a few more people waiting outside that need to get on. But caller, you are on In Focus.
Cool. What's going on, big guy?
Oh, not much. How about you?
Hey, I'm just tickled. Hey, I tell you what, this is Coach Burns. I coached in Wamego for over 20 years, and I watched all kinds of kids. When my son went up there at his freshman year, I pointed out we had a drug problem. I think we're long overdue for this, and I think any parent that is against this they're not. And their kids would be the first ones I'd test. That's my personal opinion. We've lost enough kids to drugs. Let's stand up and do something about it now as parents. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling me big guy. Didn't expect that this morning.
Thanks for the support.
All right, let's go ahead and move on, because we got Rich Fargo waiting out there, and he's the county clerk, and I don't want him to make me pay my registration or car tag earlier than I need to. So let's go ahead and move on. Guys, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks, Brady.
Thank you, Brady.